Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
song. Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In very lavish weddings, the amount of money spent on the wedding dress is sometimes manifested in the length and ornate detail of the train which is attached to it. One does not expect to see a train of great length and beauty in a more modest wedding, but when the bride is of a station of wealth and pomp, then no expense is spared, and her train bespeaks the dignity which she would seek to put on display. So too is the train of a king's robe. When Isaiah describes the train of the Lord, he says that it filled the temple. His description leaves us no doubt as to the absolute glory and majesty of the one who sits upon the throne, which is said to be high and lifted up. The declaration of the seraphim which surround that throne speaks clearly as to who this one is and the extent of his dominion and reign. Isaiah's vision was given to him at a particular time. For he says, in the year that King Uzziah died. Isaiah prophesied for many years, yet we have no indication that he was ever privileged to behold such a vision, either before or after. Thus we see that such revelation is given only by the sovereign prerogative of the one who sits upon that throne, and its timing cannot be dictated by men. Yet such was the nature of this revelation that it would be impossible for him to ever forget it. The object of Isaiah's vision was the same one which John saw in the book of the Revelation. As he said, I saw the Lord. There is one true God, and he has seen fit to enable us to see him only in one person. Even as he said to Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Jesus Christ is indeed the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him alone can any look upon the face of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Isaiah's vision enabled him to see the Lord in the station where he is, high and lifted up. He walked among men, making himself of no reputation for a short season. Yet he is now forevermore in that place of rightful glory, which he had with the Father before the world was, and does now occupy forever. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Isaiah's vision enabled him to see the Lord in the everlasting fulfillment of that work which he came to perform as the Redeemer of his elect. The redemptive work of Christ and his office as Mediator and High Priest is not an afterthought on his part, but is the very reason for which he created the world, that he might display the glory of his grace and the salvation of a people which he loved with an everlasting love. John tells us that in his vision he saw that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. This he identified as the bride, the Lamb's wife. This glorious bride, his church, receives all of her riches from him. Is this not what Paul speaks of to the Ephesians when he says, He hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. It is impossible that a man could ever know who Christ is without having seen him as he is, high and lifted up. The universal desire of every one of the born-again sons of God is to see the name of Jesus Christ exalted, to see his person magnified, and to bow down and worship before him. Not everyone is given as dramatic a vision as Isaiah had. Yet every one of those for whom the Lord has purposed to redeem, he will gather to himself, revealing the same glory which he was pleased to unfold to Isaiah. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.